local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two starts now at News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. It's going to be chilly tonight. Cold front in the area now for the next few days. Overnight lows are going to be in the 30s starting tonight, around 36 or so. Full forecast on the way in just about a minute and a half with Alan Strum. Austin standing by to fill us in and let us know if there's anything going on in the roadways. Given the vantage point that I have outside the window right now, probably not. But you never know. Of course, the 28th is one of, along with tomorrow, one of the big travel days for people returning home from the Christmas break there. So we will keep you up to date, let you know if there's anything going on that you need to be concerned with as you're making your way home here this afternoon. Starting off with our top three stories today, in Israel, a second American who was taken hostage by Hamas has been found dead.
There are still 129 Israelis being held by Hamas in Gaza. We are moving our operations forward in order to bring the hostages home, every last one of them.
Reports say Judy Haggai died while being held captive. Her death comes after her husband was pronounced dead last week. The dual Israeli-American citizens were on their morning walk when they were taken prisoner during the October 7th attack. Israeli forces are launching raids into occupied West Bank, assaulting 10 cities, including Ramallah, which is the headquarters of the Palestinian Authority. The raids reportedly targeted money exchange outlets that the Israelis say are being used by resistance movements to finance their activities. And here in the States, the Biden administration is sending $250 million in aid to Ukraine. The State Department announced what's expected to be the last aid package to Ukraine until Congress approves more funding. The package includes ammunition for high-mobility artillery rocket systems, artillery ammunition, and more than 15 million rounds of ammunition. Those are our top three stories on this Thursday, December 28th. Austin has a check of the roads.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there was not much to report on in the first hour, and that appears to still be the case, at least in Pensacola itself. We may have some backups if you're on Airport Boulevard traveling westbound towards North Davis. But other than that, if you're dealing with some issues, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up too long. We were dealing with a problem in Santa Rosa County. If you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton. But that has seemingly cleared out almost entirely. So hopefully you won't be held up too long over there either.
Freezing cold weather will take over tonight for some areas. That's mainly inland and away from the coast, but even the coastal areas will drop well down into the 30s, so frosty weather possible Friday morning. Friday highs in the 50s and again nice and sunny. Dry Saturday and Sunday. There is a chance for rain Monday. That's New Year's Day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. It's 51 degrees now. As he said, we're in the mid-30s tonight, 36 the forecasted low tonight, and a bit cooler tomorrow with a high of just 51. Plenty of sunshine, though, throughout the weekend. Look, next rain chance appears to be on Monday, New Year's Day. A couple of local headlines here. The search for a woman who went missing from the Pensacola Addiction Recovery Facility on Tuesday has now shifted to our west. According to Channel 3, 24-year-old Isabel Lawson was spotted in Mobile yesterday afternoon, a day after she walked away from the facility. Her family says that surveillance footage picked her up at a gas station in Mobile with a homeless man. The report goes on to say that the Shepherds anti-trafficking group was able to make contact with that man yesterday, but no details as to what sort of information he was privy to, and as of now, Isabel has not been found. Also, a tragedy in the Bahamas involving a 55-year-old Pensacola man who died in a drowning yesterday. According to Royal Bahamas Police, that happened at around noon on the Bimini Islands. Police say the man, who was a cruise ship passenger, was swimming on Radio Beach along with a family member. The family member then reportedly lost sight of the man and was later discovered unresponsive on shore. ShotSpotter getting an update from Pensacola Police as to its effectiveness so far. And PPD spokesman Mike Wood says it is paying off, already alerting officers to several incidents, including a recent disturbance involving several juveniles.
But, they were refusing commands, and pepper spray had to be deployed, and we ended up with one arrest. Fortunately, you know, most of those involved ran from us when officers arrived.
And Wood says officers also learned of two other incidents through the ShotSpotter system, one where a teenager was shot in the leg, another where 10 shots were fired, and nobody called 911 to report it. Looking at what's happening around the state of Florida today, there is another school supplies tax holiday that is going to kick off the new year from January 1st through the 14th. Back-to-school sales tax holiday, in which shoppers can buy a variety of school supplies tax-free. That includes clothes, computers, learning aids. A full list can be found at floridarevenue.com.
And the number of Floridians filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits fell by more than 500 last week. The U.S. Labor Department reports that around 5,200 claims were filed in the week ending on December 23rd. That's down from the previous week's total of more than 5,700.
Someone has come forward to claim a Mega Millions jackpot in Florida worth nearly $1.4 billion. The Florida Lottery says the ticket was bought at a Publix in North Florida, and it's been claimed under an LLC, Saltines Holdings, with the winner obviously taking the prize under an LLC to avoid their identity becoming public. So very cool there.
Yeah, very smart. And Senator Rick Scott says that he was the victim of a swatting call last night. He says someone reported a fake crime at his home in Naples while he was out at dinner with his wife. Scott criticized the criminals on X, saying they, quote, wasted the time and resources of our law enforcement in a sick attempt to terrorize my family.
City of Jacksonville removing a Confederate monument from Springfield Park. The monument was dedicated to the women of the Confederacy, and it was installed back in 1915. Mayor Donna Deegan says this was not an attempt to erase history, but to show that we've learned from it.
And a new law will go into effect in the new year to hopefully improve relationships between police and Floridians with special needs. The Protect Our Loved Ones Act will allow law enforcement agencies to create a database of people who may have conditions like autism spectrum disorder, Alzheimer's disease, or mental health illnesses. The information will be added to the system if it's given voluntarily or by a caregiver. The goal is to better inform officers before they arrive at a scene.
5:20, we will take a break, a look at our national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Here's a question for Christians. What year was it that you were saved? I'm asking, when were you converted to Christ? And I'm not asking, when were you baptized or when did you receive the Lord's Supper? I'm not asking about religious works that you have done, but I'm asking you, when did you receive the work that Christ has done for you? When was it that you were convicted about your sin? When was it that you called on Christ to save you from the consequences of your sin? When did you seek God's forgiveness? For me, it was June of 1988. When was it for you? If you have never received Christ's forgiveness, the Bible says today is the day of salvation.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked to Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police Department about red light cameras and the ShotSpotter, which they have now deployed and have already had at least three different incidents that they have captured, including one with 10 shots fired that nobody called in, so it's already proving the effectiveness of that program. We also talked about an interesting bill filed in Tallahassee to allow pastors to volunteer and serve in schools, in public schools. You can find our discussion of that and everything else on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
This is Lewis Fair from the Lewis Fair Company. wishing you a safe and happy holidays. Please don't text and drive or drink and drive.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Monroe Watley at Frontier Motors wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at the WEAR Morning News, and there's a lot more of us than you see every day on TV, we certainly wish you Happy Holidays.
From our family to yours, all the joys of the season.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hi, this is David Wayne from the newsroom wishing you and your family a very happy new year.
Happy New Year. News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Exactly 5:25 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Hasn't been much to report on the road so far this evening. That appears to still be the case. We'll look at Pensacola itself. We are seeing some backups that are very minor on North Davis Highway, closer to the intersection with Olive Road, especially if you're traveling northbound on North Davis towards Olive. You may experience some slight issues there. Same thing can be said if you're traveling northbound on North Palafox Street, traveling towards the intersection with East Burgess Road. But this is very minor stuff that's probably not going to stand out to you too much. So nothing too severe there. As for Santa Rosa County, we were touching on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton. But that has seemingly smoothened out for the most part.
All right. And meteorologist Alan Strum with an update on what we can expect in terms of the weather.
Cold weather is settling in for the overnight hours, and temperatures will be way down in the 30s. Frosty weather possible in the inland areas. We'll see freezing cold temperatures. Skies all clear and sunny again Friday with highs in the 50s. The cool, dry weather continues through most of the weekend, but New Year's Day, there is a chance for rain. That's Monday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Right now, we are already down to 49, 36, the overnight low tonight. Clear sky, sunshine tomorrow with a high right around 51 degrees. If you missed it at the top of the hour, our top three stories today, a second American who was taken hostage by Hamas is confirmed dead. That's Judy Haggai. Her death comes after her husband was pronounced dead just last week. Israeli forces launching raids in 10 cities in West Bank, including Ramallah, which is the headquarters of the Palestinian Authority. And the Biden administration this week sending $250 million in military aid to Ukraine. The State Department announcing what expected to be the last aid package for Ukraine until Congress approves more funding. So that's a look at our top three stories on this December 28th. Elsewhere in our national headlines today, Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley is clarifying recent comments she made about the Civil War.
Individual liberties, freedom for every single person, that should be the goal of what we always try and take away from that.
So she was at a town hall in New Hampshire, and she was asked directly about, hey, what was the cause of the Civil War? And because she didn't come out and say slavery, everybody was all up in arms about her, about it. So she issued a, I don't think apology would be the right word.
A clarification.
Like a clarification. Like, hey, obviously I was giving an answer that was more broadly about individual rights and liberties for all people. So while I didn't directly say slavery, it was kind of implied, blah, 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 blah. So,
I mean, there's not much to say about it. Like,
well, you know, here's the thing. I am 37 now. I'm 37 years old, and the first election that I was old enough to vote in was 2008. And I realize there's people that are much older that are much more politically minded and have taken part in a lot more elections than I have. So this is not to say I've seen everything.
Yeah.
But back in 2004, there was a gentleman by the name of Howard Dean.
Okay.
All right. And he was at one point, maybe not a front runner, but he was a leader among Democrats before the primaries. And he went on this tirade of excitement where, and it's a pretty famous clip where he's like, we're going to go to Iowa, we're going to go to New Hampshire, and we're going to go all these states, and we're going to win the White House. Yeah!
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And that disqualified him. That disqualified him. People all over the country heard that and were like, okay,
ew,
we cannot have him being the guy that has the red button on the desk.
He's a goober.
All right. Fast forward to now, almost 20 years, I would say that we as a political society are much, 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 much more forgiving when it comes to what we are willing to tolerate out of our presidential candidates and those that are actually voted in to serve as president.
Yeah, if this was 04, this would be an eyebrow raiser for
sure. So this is a whole lot of nothing. That's my point. Mm. All right. More national headlines right after the Fox News break there. Look at what's happening around the world of sports when we come back to Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
A number of mayors in Democratic cities calling on the federal government to give them more aid and resources to help deal with a growing number of migrants being bused to those areas. Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis of New York argues the administration should focus on securing the southern border. The congresswoman telling Fox Business she believes Democrats are only interested in one thing.
All the Democrat solution is always about more money. They want to continue this problem. They don't care that millions of people are coming into this country unvetted. And that the drugs are coming in as well. What they care about is getting more resources for the city. And so I think their approach is wrong.
Mayor Eric Adams announcing a new executive order calling for buses transporting migrants to give 32-hour notice ahead of their arrival into New York City. Israeli forces bombarding cities and towns across Gaza. The air and ground offensive against Hamas has widened to most of the territory now. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Good news for prospective home buyers. Mortgage rates ticked a bit lower again this week. Freddie Mac says that after falling below the 7% level earlier in the month, the average rate today stands at 6.61%, down from 6.67% a week ago. It's the lowest it's been since May. This marks the ninth straight weekly decline for the popular 30-year fixed. Maybe you got one of these as a gift. BlendJet is recalling some 4.8 million portable blenders after receiving reports of blades breaking off, as well as the product overheating or, in some cases, catching fire. The California-based company and the Consumer Product Safety Commission say the BlendJet 2 portable blenders were sold at Costco, Target, and Walmart. The now-recalled product was sold over the past 3 years at a price of $50 to $75. Another record closing high for the Dow Industrials today. The Blue Chip Market Index edged up 53 points. Both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite, however, barely budged on the day. That's your money now.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was going to be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online, or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming into an authorized dealer like Berets for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Berets Jewelers.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Stabil. Remember, when you store, start with Stabil. Visit sta-bil.com for more information. The biggest surprise of the NFL season is Joe Flacco winding up in Cleveland and balling out with the Browns. The Jets visit the Dog Pound tonight to kick off Week 17. Cleveland will get its 11th win on the year, and I like Kareem Hunt to score an anytime touchdown at plus 185. I'm Zach Gelb.
If that sound gives you nightmares, there's a cheap and easy way to avoid engines not firing. Stabil, America's number one fuel stabilizer, ensures quick and easy starts after storage. Stabil's proprietary formula keeps fuel fresh for 2 years, outperforming competitors. Pour Stabil in your gas can or directly into the tank of your car, truck, hybrid, boat, ATV, motorcycle, or lawnmower to prevent fuel-related engine problems that cost time and money. When you store, start with Stabil.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Hasn't been much to report on the roads in Pensacola or the surrounding areas. That appears to still be the case, at least for Pensacola itself. So if you are dealing with some congestion, hopefully it won't hold you up too long. We do have an accident being reported on Dogwood Drive in Santa Rosa County near the intersection with Caroline Street, where those two roads meet there. But it is not currently causing much congestion, so we will keep an eye out on that.
Cold weather is settling in for the overnight hours. Temperatures will be way down in the 30s. Frosty weather possible, and the inland areas will see freezing cold temperatures. Skies all clear and sunny again Friday with highs in the 50s. The cool, dry weather continues through most of the weekend, but New Year's Day, there is a chance for rain. That's Monday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Yeah, chilly tonight. 36 for the low. Right now, 49. All right. So we got off on a little bit of a tangent there at the end of last segment. Looking at some more national headlines, a group that has been pushing for Texas to secede from the union is planning to sue the state's Republican Party after their proposition will be left off the primary ballot. The Texas Nationalist Movement submitted more than 130,000 signatures before the filing deadline. But in a statement, the head of the Texas GOP says the names were not valid.
And crews have started to demolish a house where four University of Idaho students were murdered last year. Families of two victims urged the university to let the house stand through the trial of Brian Koberger in the event that it is needed as evidence. The prosecution and defense say that they don't need the house. The FBI took measurements to create models for the trial. Koberger's trial is expected to begin next summer.
A federal judge is approving Georgia's congressional map that was redrawn by the state's Republican-led legislature. The judge today ruled the new boundaries comply with the previous order to include a second Black majority district in the western part of Metro Atlanta. State lawmakers were required to redraw the map after a court determined it violated the Voting Rights Act.
And convicted murderer Alex Murdaugh has a January 29th court date for his motion for a new trial. He accused a county clerk of court for jury tampering. He received a life sentence back in March after he was convicted for the murder of his wife and son.
Also, pay raises are coming for many in the new year. Correspondent nationally from, I don't know where he's from, actually. Michael Kastner is his name, explaining why.
The minimum wage is going up in 22 states where nearly 10 million people will see their wages go up. On top of that, January 1st, we'll also see over three dozen cities and counties upping their minimum wages above state levels. Workers in California, New York, and Hawaii account for 51% of those slated to get a bump in pay. I'm Michael Kastner.
All right, 5:40 right now. Austin, busy day in the world of sports. We got four more bowl games going on.
Yes, all of which were on ESPN. Starting with the Fenway Bowl, that kicked off at 11, maybe, somewhere around there. It was between Boston College and SMU. Boston College actually surprisingly won that, 23-14. Not a great start for the Mustangs. They will be conference opponents of BC's starting next year in the ACC. Pinstripe Bowl recently ended. Rutgers hung on to beat Miami 31-24. And this is a little tidbit I added. It adds to the Hurricanes' 20-year-long resume of being the ACC's poorest investment. I mean, I know that sounds mean, but, you know, if you actually know the history of their time in the ACC, it's pretty rough. Right now, though,
Hold on a second. Let me think about that. They joined the ACC when?
2004.
Okay, so, yeah, that makes sense then, yes.
Yeah, you're like, did it include the 01 team?
Yeah, it did not. They were Big East then.
Yes, exactly. So that's the thing. If it didn't include the 01 team,
yeah, that is terrible.
That's a bummer.
Because, I mean, you know, the ACC, I mean, I'm sure – back in 03 or 02, whenever this was being handled,
they thought,
we're like,
wow.
Oh my goodness, we're getting Miami, we're going to have Florida State.
Yeah. They were getting Va Tech, who had recently had Mike Vick.
That's right.
I mean, they were thinking, oh yeah, we got something.
And we have a super conference in the ACC.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, Va Tech did come out swinging. They ended up winning. I think they won the ACC their first year in the conference, but then they won like 3 ACC title games in like 4 years. So they really did well. Miami's made 1 ACC title game appearance. Yeah. It was in 2017 to Kelly Bryant's Clemson Tigers and lost like 38-3. So, yeah, no, they haven't done anything. Wake Forest has outperformed them in the last 20 years. That is unforgivable. Pop-Tarts Bowl is on right now, though, sticking with teams that are actually doing well. NC State and Kansas State kicked off at 4:45. K-State is actually about to snap the ball. They are at NC State's 4, trying to go up 14-0. It's first and goal with 7:51 to go in the second. And I was trying to see if I could give a live play-by-play call here.
I have always thought that I am a uniform snob. I don't know. I just love like uniform
touchdown
combinations.
Kansas State.
Yeah,
they did get
the touchdown. I love uniforms. I love studying uniforms and just like old school uniforms, things like that.
I'm the same way.
I have always thought that Kansas State's were very underrated and underappreciated.
I 100% agree.
That purple and silver combo just works. I'm not sure it would work for any other school.
It's simple, but it's unique.
Oregon State, orange and black, does not work for them.
What?
It does not work for Oregon. No, it used to stink.
It's a lot better now.
Yeah. Now, there's just something about their orange and black, Oregon State, that just does not work. Oklahoma State, it works just fine.
I was nodding at you.
And then there's other orange and black teams, but I can't think of any off the top of my head. But anyway, I digress. All right, Monday night or Thursday night football. It's the final Thursday night football game of the year for Al Michaels, mercifully. The Browns hosting the Jets, and you know, you figure it's going to be a bit of a party atmosphere for the Browns, they win. They're going to clinch a playoff spot tonight. They get the Jets, obviously. Much made about their woes offensively. The defense has played pretty well, so this one isn't going to, you know, this one's not going to be easy for Cleveland. It never is, of course, but a win and they're into the playoffs. That's if you're into the NFL there, then that one's a good one for you to watch there.
Yeah, that's another interesting uniform combo as well.
Yes. Talking about the Browns. I think they're wearing their all whites, like those alternate whites tonight,
those are
nice.
White's hard. That's a hard color to mess up. If you have whiteouts, they typically look pretty cool.
Yeah. Pro Football Hall of Fame today announcing 15 finalists for the class of 2024. Those include first-time eligible Antonio Gates and Julius Peppers. Mm-hmm. You've also got Reggie Wayne, Dwight Freeney, Devin Hester, and Rodney Harrison among the group of finalists there.
Yeah. I mean, Rodney Harrison, he was a good player. Had a few
Hall
great
of very
years.
Good.
Yeah, he was... He was good, but I've seen people question some, like, what should be shoo-ins for the Hall of Fame? If you're going to question him, you got to question Rodney. Everyone else here definitely has Hall of Fame resumes. Devin Hester looks the least decorated, but he's the greatest kick returner ever. He needs to be recognized for that.
Looking at some, right before health, business, and science notes, traffic, and weather. My apologies.
No, I was about to say, 5:45 here. Taking another quick check of the roads. It's not looking too severe at the moment. Hasn't been much to report on. If you are maybe on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, you may see some issues there, very slight issues at that intersection, nothing too crazy. Other than that, there's not much to report on. We did have an accident reported on Dogwood Drive near Caroline Street in Santa Rosa County, but that is causing very little, if any, congestion at the moment.
All right. Alan Strom with the latest on the weather.
Freezing cold weather will take over tonight for some areas. That's mainly inland and away from the coast, but even the coastal areas will drop well down into the 30s, so frosty weather possible Friday morning. Friday highs in the 50s, and again, nice and sunny. Dry Saturday and Sunday. There is a chance for rain Monday. That's New Year's Day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 36 degrees. That's our forecasted low for tonight. Right now, we're sitting at 49. Users of Amazon Prime Video are not happy about an upcoming price hike for ad-free shows.
Understandable.
The streaming service posting a statement saying that starting January 29th, Prime Video movies and TV shows will include limited ads, though you can pay them $2.99 a month and get ad-free subscription there. So that's just the way it's going, man, in terms of all of your subscriptions. You got the ad-free, you got the ads, and they know they can charge it, and people are going to pay for it.
Definitely, especially if the alternative is cable, which has been criticized for pricing and having all these channels that no one wants and yada, yada, yada. Yeah, it's definitely kind of a rock and a hard place there at this point. New Harvard research finds that some low-carb diets may actually make you gain a few pounds. A new study out this week looked at results from over 120,000 adults across several decades. It found those on low-carb diets that emphasize healthy fats and plant-based proteins have a better chance of keeping off excess weight, while those on low-carb diets that include meat and unhealthy fats gained an average of 5 pounds over 4 years. So, moving by inches here, but if you don't want to gain 5 pounds over 4 years, you stay away from the meat and the unhealthy fats, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, probably some things you can add to that list as well.
Oh, of course.
Pop your champagne this new year because it could soon cease to exist, according to new data from Silicon Valley startup Climate AI. They show that grapes used in almost all champagne are just some of hundreds upon the brink of extinction. What? They say it's because of the human-caused climate crisis altering weather patterns in famous wine-growing regions around the world.
Wow. I mean, you hear about things going extinct. I didn't think grapes were going to go extinct, and I'm not a scientist. I don't know how climate crises play a role in that.
Mortgage rates are down for the 9th straight week. The news comes as the Federal Reserve signals that it could cut interest rates next year. The average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage fell to 6.61%, according to new data from Freddie Mac.
And finally, one of the most popular asthma inhalers on the market will no longer be available starting January 1st. Drug company GSK, says it will be discontinuing its Flovent inhaler and replacing it with a generic version. While the generic version works exactly the same as the branded inhaler, doctors warn patients the switchover may not go smoothly if they are not prepared. The director of the Pediatric Pulmonary and Allergy Clinic at Boston Medical Center says it would be a huge shock to the system for patients, families, and for doctors. So you have asthma and you use that Flovent inhaler, be aware there. 5:50, final break for us here on hour number two. Back with some pop culture notes and good news to finish up. Pensacola right now.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You could enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
I'm Fuad Rivais, a home builder. Did you know there's a deadly, invisible radioactive gas that can seep into homes from underground? It's radon. Breathing radon can cause lung cancer. So protect your family. Talk to your builder. Tell him you want a healthier, safer, radon-resistant home.
Learn more. Visit the EPA at epa.gov/radon. That's epa.gov/radon. This public service announcement is brought to you by the EPA, who does not endorse this particular builder or any other commercial enterprise.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll get a little bit early to this last traffic and weather update because they typically don't take too long so far tonight. If you are traveling in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there really is not much to look out for, not a lot going on. We were dealing with an accident report in Santa Rosa County on a Dogwood Drive near Caroline Street, but that is still causing virtually no congestion, at least according to our end. So if you're in that area, you hopefully shouldn't be held up.
All right, taking a look at our weather right now, 49, 36 the overnight low tonight. Sunshine tomorrow and through the weekend. Next rain chance isn't until New Year's Day on Monday. Cooler over the next few days here. 51 for the high tomorrow, 55 on Saturday, and warming up a little bit to 62 on Sunday. Overnight lows Friday night, Saturday night are going to be right around the mid to upper 30s. And again, 36 the low tonight. Pop culture notes today. No Powerball winner last night. The jackpot next up on Saturday is going to be up to $760 million.
And Irish actor Pierce Brosnan is facing charges for allegedly going off trail in Yellowstone National Park. The James Bond star is accused of wandering off near one of the park's hydrothermal features. There are boardwalks around these areas to keep visitors out of hot water where steam vents can exceed 200 degrees.
Austin, there is speculation.
Oh, yeah.
There is speculation that on the next special episode of the New Heights podcast starring Travis and Jason Kelsey, it is going to be a family edition.
Okay.
We're about to find out if Taylor, Tay-Tay,
is part of the family.
Is part of the family, yes. Fans are speculating that Taylor Swift will make an appearance on that special episode of New Heights when it airs on Friday. So will you be paying attention and tuning in?
No, but that is nothing against Taylor personally. I don't listen to New Heights anyway. All right. I didn't care when it was just Travis and Jason. I don't
what
care.
What do you make of? What do you make of? Because I've seen a few different posts on like Twitter and Facebook and ever from various shows where they are, it would appear, attaching some level of blame for the Chiefs' struggles to the, quote, distraction that is Taylor and Travis. Do you make anything of that? Or
no, because while Travis, you know, may, I mean, I don't know where his distractions lie, but I know that the problems with the Chiefs and the criticism surrounding them go far beyond Travis. I would say probably the biggest joker in KC right now is probably Kadarius Toney. People have been giving him a lot of grief because of his dropped catches and all that, a couple of which have resulted in tip drill interceptions. And it's been around Patrick Mahomes and how he's playing and how he's losing his grip emotionally. You know, it's like, so Travis Kelce has played a very limited role in all the drama surrounding their performance as of late.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Also, let's see. Google is out with its annual report on what we were searching for in 2023.
Okay.
When it comes to actors, the most searched was Jeremy Renner. You may recall on New Year's Day, way back when, in January, that he was involved in that snowplow accident and seriously injured in that, followed by Jamie Foxx. He was hospitalized with an undisclosed medical issue this year. And what was interesting about the Jamie Foxx story was, I mean, it was such a pendulum swing of reporting from, okay, how bad is it? Because he literally went from knocking on death's door to playing in pickleball and having fun with his family to being on death's door again. And it was just really weird and awkward. As far as music, actually, Taylor Swift, not the most searched musician. That was Jason Aldean after he released Try That in a Small Town.
So. Well, I understand why he got searched so much. Obviously, a very controversial song. A lot of people love it. A lot of people criticize it. But I'm really surprised Taylor Swift, because you always hear about country music like, oh, the country sucks. No one likes that. You always hear people like poo-poo on it. So I'm surprised that Taylor Swift didn't take the top spot there. Thousands are wanting Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame to be removed. A petition calling on the L.A. City Council to withdraw Trump's star has received more than 4,000 signatures. Trump was awarded the star in 2007, and it has been vandalized and destroyed on several occasions since the 2016 election. One council member says they're looking into what the legal issues may be and what the process for removing the star would look like. I said this in the last hour. There is no reason to start opening that door. I mean, because people are going to be saying, well, let's remove this guy's star. Let's remove this person's, this person's. It's like, don't even start.
If we're, I mean, there, it's one thing to remove a star because you agree or disagree with political statements or whatever. But if we're talking morality, well...
we've got a lot of
problems.
You
can start with Donald if you want, but
that's not where you're stopping.
There's a lot more that we got to knock out and chisel out there in the Hollywood Walk of Fame there. Absolutely. Good news, Harris County, Texas, that's near Houston, had their first ever Christmas Adoption Day on Friday. In all, 19 foster children were adopted into their forever families. Most of the kids that were adopted had been in the foster system for around 2 years. Some, though, that were adopted on Friday had been in foster care for as many as 9 years, but
very
that's
cool.
Awesome there. So 19 families made whole, and that's awesome there. 19 lives changed for the better, for sure. 5:59, hour number two in the books. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. We're back in about 12 minutes, give or take, for another full rundown on Pensacola right now.